Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Jaeger CPA Review and More. This podcast is sponsored by Jaeger CPA Review, the course provider that deals only with the AICPA blueprints. Please go to the JaegerCPAReview.com website and look at our various products. And we believe in seeing is believing. And therefore, please look at our 3-day free trial. Pick a subject, and it'll give you 3 days free access, unlimited, to that product. And I believe that once you look at that product and see how it works, you will pick Jaeger CPA Review as your course provider. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 301-874-4900. If you press 5, you may even talk to Phil Jaeger. Take care, everyone, on your journey for the CPA exam. We wish you the best and good luck.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Jaeger CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Jaeger.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Jaeger, and welcome to my podcast called CPA Review and More. Now, we do discuss CPA review topics, but we also discuss a lot of the more. And I brought in guests to do cryptocurrency, so you know what that's like, all right? We've had certified financial planners. We've had all the professions. So if you're graduating accounting, you're not exactly sure what you want to do, all right? We've been going over at least 2 years with all different types of guests. And personally, I don't want to sit here and talk about CPA review all the time. I really don't, all right? Because I've taught it for over 40 years, and it gets boring just doing that. So we want to make this interesting. We try to get people, and I'm happy to say that we're in the top 10% of business podcasts. And last month, might as well brag a little, all right? Last month, we had 58,000 downloads of the program for last month, all right? And I thought to myself, who is downloading this stuff? Are they crazy? And we actually are becoming very popular in Japan, okay? It's probably because they know I like sushi. And also, all right, Argentina, all right? And that's because I always sing, "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina." So, no, I don't really. If I started singing, you would leave. But today, we have Lauren Haberlock. Did I get that?
You did. That's perfect.
Thank you. Thanks. Lauren is coming to us by way of Los Angeles. Not by way of Los Angeles. She's in Los Angeles, California. And she is a partner. And we'll talk about what she does. All right.
I'm not a partner.
Get the people in. We'll make sure you become a partner by the end of the podcast. What's your level? Are you a manager?
Senior manager.
You know, it's amazing how they had the titles. They changed since I was in public accounting.
I'll take the promotion. That sounds great.
You've been there, what, 4 years?
I've been with Moss Adams for 4 years at this point. Yes.
Now, in order to get to your next level, all right, what do you have to do that you're not doing now?
Oh, it's a process. So the partnership admittance process, I think at every firm is a lot of work, and I think it's really for the best that you're assessed at your what you're doing, your connection to the people who you work with, your connection to the community, your ability to, you know, attract and retain clients, employees, and really it's a process. And I appreciate the process because it helps. You know, you're a partnership, right? You're all in it together, and you want to bring in partners who are going to contribute to the partnership and to enhance the company and the brand and the people there. And so Moss Adams does have a process that I've been a part of since I've been there. And it's aimed at ensuring that you've got a great book of business, that you're building a team, that you're focused on, you know, your personal growth, becoming a leader at the firm, and it's really great. So hopefully soon there's, you know, I can make it to that next level. But you know, I'm in no rush because really it's, I mean, I don't want to say I'm in no rush, but I trust the process is what I meant to say on that.
Do you have to bring in clients at this level?
You do bring in clients, but the firm sees, you know, selling really more as a growth focus and a team aspect. So especially on the nonprofit side, our bringing in and supporting and serving our clients is a, you know, you connect audit, tax, consulting, and we, you know, have clients that are prospects. We have growth with our current clients as they grow and change. And so it's an iterative process. You know, we track all that sort of stuff with our databases, our, you know, and that sort of thing. But it's, we do have to bring in clients. I think that's part of the partnership element at most firms.
Now, does Morse Adams only do not-for-profits, or is it just your office that specializes in not-for-profits?
No, the firm itself is a firm that does all sorts of accounting, consulting, tax for all types of industries. Nonprofit is actually even a subset within a larger industry that we work with, public, nonprofit, and tribal organizations. Firm-wide, we serve all types of entities: retail, healthcare, food and beverage. The list goes on. There's a bunch of manufacturing, all that. I think our industry specialization encompasses most industries, in fact. And then laterally, we have, you know, different service lines: audit, tax, and consulting has been a really, really big part of what we do as a firm. So it's interesting. It's very dynamic, and it's exciting to be part of a team and to be able to serve clients as a team. You know, I work on nonprofit, but my clients are complex. They have state and local issues, international tax issues, compensation issues. And, you know, we focus on finding the right person at the firm to help our clients and you know, meet them where they're at. So nice.
Has the revenue being brought in by a company like Morse Adams, is it changed? For example, a lot of CPA firms, when I was getting out of school, they made their money from audits, all right? But I've heard, and correct me, please, because I don't get out there and talk to everybody, is most of the revenue coming in from consulting, or are they still making most of it from audits?
You know, I'm not totally sure on that. And I think that as I'm not representing Morse Adams on this podcast, I'm doing this personally. And so I'm not sure. I know that all types of accounting firms are focusing more on consulting services, right? Yeah. The AICPA has come out and kind of talked about providing that, you know, being a client advocate, being a client service provider that is holistically helping organizations and clients. So I think consulting is a natural part of that. And I think in a lot of firms, we're seeing movement with bringing in consulting groups as part of an organization. And that's really exciting to be able to offer that level of service firm-wide, and that, you know, us as individual practitioners don't have to know everything. We can be really good at what we're really good at. And then we have other people at our firm that are also really good at what they're good at. So that's exciting.
Now, this is not a loaded question, okay? Please, I don't want anything, all right? You probably, when you started in public accounting, did you do mostly audits? We worked on the audit staff?
No, I came in as... I did an internship that I was tax and audit. I had thought I was going to be an auditor, and really I didn't connect as much with the audit work as I hoped. And it could have been just situationally, because I think audit is fascinating. Now, you know, being part of, you know, the audit team as, you know, a tax provision person, I really enjoy the process of the audit. I think it's a great area of a career to get into, because you're getting to know an organization inside and out, revenue streams, expenses. But I really loved tax. Tax was exciting to me. It's weird to say, and I joke with a lot of my friends. They think it's funny because a lot of my friends are in like exciting industries like television, and I love tax. I really enjoy the code.
Do you know famous people in television?
I mean, no. Everyone's famous in their own way nowadays, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm quite famous. I can't...
Exactly.
When I walk down the street, the young girls go after me. They want my clothing. No.
Well.
maybe not that. But, I think that's, you know, what interests people about, at least me, I always liked Los Angeles, because that was the what would you call it, the hub of all, back then. All right, all the movies were done there, all the TV. Now, of course, it's changed. All right.
It's changed. Yeah. It's so all
you don't really, you don't get exposed to any type of showbiz people in what you're doing because you're doing not for profit, correct?
Correct. I mean, we work with organizations and individuals in charitable giving and planning. And so oftentimes it's a person that might be known publicly, you know, people who have charitable foundations or are leveraging their success or their fame and helping the world. And I love being a part of those conversations with individuals. But again, you know, they're all just people doing their jobs. some, you know, succeeding and more publicly known than others. But yeah, I mean,
just
it's always
leave them alone. You know, don't keep bothering them. No, that's true.
If you live in Los Angeles long enough, sometimes you start seeing them that way. You see them at pickup, and you're like, oh, I know that person. You know, when you're picking up your kids from school, you're like, oh, that person is from this show or that thing, and they are just people. Getting through their day like the rest of us.
A lot of them don't like to be bothered. Others do. I mean, I've had that experience, but that's another class. Now, from what I'm hearing, if I may, going back to the auditing, tax prep, that tax advisory compliance work, all right? It sounds to me like, given a choice, and correct me if I'm wrong, all right, that you really like what you're doing now. You're doing the tax compliance stuff now?
I am. I'm doing tax compliance and consulting.
You like that better than when you did the auditing?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't have a great perspective because I was only an audit intern. And after that internship, I declared that I wanted to be a tax person. And so I've done tax my entire career and I've loved it. I've evolved, you know, I think like a lot of individuals do, from a generalist doing all sorts of tax work, you know, individuals, corporations, partnerships, to focusing in the nonprofit area, because that's where my passion is. I just found this kind of unique niche area at the time when I got into it. It's a little bit more, you know, mainstream, I think, at this point. And I just loved working with the organizations and the charities and helping people with their charitable giving. So I was fortunate I found that. And that's where I've been for the vast majority of my career at this point.
My first job in a public accounting firm outside of college was to work with Seidman & Seidman, which is now, I guess, BDO Seidman. And they put me on the audit staff, and we were down in the Wall Street office, okay? And I remember this. I was there for maybe 3-4 weeks, and then they say, you're going out on an audit of a bank or a brokerage firm. I don't know which one it was. So I said, all right, what am I going to do? He says, well, you have to sit in the vault and count all the securities, all right? And I said, oh, that sounds very exciting. I know my courses in college prepared me for that, that and printing, Xeroxing, we used to call it, all right? A partner said to me, oh, you're just sitting around here, I copy all these files. And I would be, I was a young, stupid kid. I said, you know, sir, I don't remember taking a course in Xeroxing. And also, I also, I was brave. And I had just gotten married too. And my wife was still in her last year of college. You know, I didn't think about the consequences, but there was a shortage of accountants back then. I didn't go in there and make those comments to get fired. That wasn't my thing. But I really liked the work I was doing. And and then the other stuff was going out on a standard audit. And as a junior, we were called junior accountants. I would do the bank reconciliations, the proof of cash, send out the confirmations, trying to think of all the exciting work that I did. All right. So after a year, that's about all I was doing. It was the basic stuff. And I went to one of the partners I actually go to him. We had a partner we would report to or a manager. But I said, you know, I really don't like, you know what? I really like doing tax returns. And he says, now this is how things have changed, all right? In order to do tax returns, you had to be a tax attorney. So you had to be a CPA attorney, all right? That's the only people they would let do tax returns. So I said, well, I'm not an attorney and I'm not a CPA, all right? But I really enjoy, because I like to sit down with the clients and talk to them about things and that type of thing. It's like a puzzle in a way, all right? So after much bothering him, they said, all right, we'll give you a couple of tax returns. And they gave me tax returns for Lerner and Lowe. You ever heard of them?
Mm-mm. No.
All right. I'm a big Broadway music junkie. All right. Camelot, My Fair Lady, that was Lerner and Lowe. All right. So I'm sitting there saying, oh my gosh, Lerner and Lowe. I mean, and I couldn't believe what they made in royalties, but I enjoyed it. Now, I didn't get to talk to them, but I said, this is what I really enjoy. And then they gave me a few more, and I was really happy. You know, now I was happy in the firm. And now, of course, why continue to make a person happy? Let's get them back to be, you know, really discouraged and disappointed. Well, we're going to put you back in the audit staff. And I said, I like what I'm doing. Yeah, but, you know, it makes no difference what you like. It's what the needs of the firm are, okay? I thought all of a sudden we were going to have a rah-rah-ree, Seidman, you know. And we weren't called teams back then, okay? We were just staff. But I didn't like audits. And the guy who works for me, who teaches auditing for the course, he loves auditing. And I say to him, Ron, what do you love about it? I said, oh, I worked for 7 years for big four. Actually, it's called the final four now, isn't it? Used to be the big eight. Is that what it was called? All right. And then all that litigation.
I came in with the big five. So
five. Well, now it's the final four.
Oh, no.
But he loves it. I say, well, I'm glad you love it. I this person has such passion for the audit process. And, I guess that's what makes the world work, right?
Yeah.
Everyone likes different things.
It's great because it's so different now. Now, really, we allow people to direct their own career. So, you know, exactly. If you're finding that you connect in a certain area over another, a firm usually is happy to bring you to that place. We want people who are passionate about what they're doing. And I do see a lot of people that love audit. They like the travel. They like the being at the client and interacting with clients. With the advent of technology, being a staff looks a lot different today than it did when we started, right? I was remember highlighting in my internship, highlighting all transactions over, you know, 100,000 in a ledger that, you know, went on for pages and pages. That can be done like that. You don't need a person highlighting with a highlighter. So, you know, stuff that seemed mundane, I think now is assisted by technology, and now staff can be really elevated to be analytical and put that college degree to use, exam to use.
Yeah, I think people coming out of school now in accounting, all right, they don't realize they can do financial planning if they wanted to, all right? They can do advisory services. I like to do something where I'm actually meeting people and talking to people. And I found with the audit, all right, being in a vault of a bank, I started talking to myself, but I just didn't like that. But today, these students, they don't understand. I think, you talk about a lot of people are not going into accounting anymore. A lot of people are not taking the CPA exam. I really think they don't know what a CPA does. And that message is not getting across. Now, the question is, who would get that message across? I mean, you don't have time to go to schools all over the place and say, let me tell you what I do and how exciting it is. The graduates think finance is the hot area, okay? All right, that's the big thing, finance. You find that, I don't know if you get it. Do you go out and recruit, by the way? Is that part of your function?
Yes, I do. I do recruiting. It's one of my favorite parts of the job is interacting with the people who are excited about their career and excited about the prospects of public accounting.
So are you noticing that less people really care about, are you getting less people you're interviewing when you go to the colleges?
No, we have. I mean, I feel as though we're getting a good amount in general. I think all industries are struggling with shortage of individuals, and in public accounting, I don't think it's any different. We want great people. We want a great, diverse, and excited workforce, and we essentially can't get enough of those individuals. So yeah, there is a little bit of a shortage, but you know, there's still plenty of people out there that are graduating and learning about public accounting, and that it's not just, you know, auditor or tax work, and that you can go a lot of places with this degree and this understanding.
But I think, do you find that any of them you interview at the universities, do they say anything about the concern that the profession is very dull, boring? Do you run into that at all?
Not as much anymore.
I guess they wouldn't discuss that with you if they want a job with your company.
That perception seems to be external looking in from anyone who's not been involved in it. You know, when you're in the details of a tax return or an audit, it might not be as engaging as when you're a manager and you're interacting and you know, you're dealing with people. Public accounting is really long-term a people profession. You're mentoring your employees, you're connecting with clients, you're out there interacting in public. And when you come in for those first 5 years, it's almost like an apprenticeship, right? You're being paid to learn and grow and bring it, you know, bring yourself in all this knowledge. It reminds me of that. But long-term, after those 6 years of a staff senior, once you hit manager, like, public accounting looks totally different. And that's the crux of the career, is once you're a manager and you're managing work and you're managing a workforce and you're working on client economics and that sort of thing. And that's the exciting part of public accounting. People seem to be surprised a lot of times when they meet accountants and we're really personable, but you know,
by the way, if I might say, a very nice white tee.
Thank you. Thank you. I that's a shout out to my parents for, I guess, the orthodontia and
great
floss and brush and go to your dentist.
You have great white teeth. Anybody else know that?
I hear that a lot.
Does anyone in your firm stop you and say, you have nice white teeth? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I smile a lot too.
That's good. You're happy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I love what I do, and I'm very lucky to have a great supportive firm and a great team. So it makes the busy seasons less stressful. We're in the middle of it right now, right? It makes it more enjoyable when you're working with people and on clients that you really are passionate about. So,
you know. And you're perfect to go out and talk to college graduates too. Go into accounting. But unfortunately, they're not all like you. You know what I'm saying?
I started out like all of them. You know, I started out.
Are you always this bubbly? You're a very bubbly person.
I'm an introvert. I'm a true
introvert.
Yes, I am. But I like interactions. I like, you know, one-on-one interactions. I like talking to people and meeting people. I get a little overwhelmed at a meet the firms type of an event with a lot of people and a lot of interaction. And I need to retreat back into my, you know, home cocoon and recharge. But I do enjoy people and getting to know people and talking about this. I like recruiting. You know, every person that comes to recruiting is completely different. Everyone is totally unique.
Right.
But it's exciting because, you know, one of the things with public accounting that we need to work on is having a diverse workforce, people that want different things out of their career, people that have different backgrounds, people that have had different experiences in college. And so I like, you know, bringing that and focusing on that with recruiting as well. So that's kind of a fun thing.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on JaegerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.